All right. Yes, 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 yes. I'm not wasting any time. I hope everybody had a great week. I hope everybody's going to have a glorious week. Oh, the stock market was up and down. It was up and down. The price of precious metals was up and down. Everything is up and down. The uncertainty of the world is up and down. I hope you all are not up and down. I hope you're all on the even way. What are you listening to? You're listening to BBSRadio.com. I'm the boss, RJ, and this is Mission Possible Radio Hour. Yes, yes, yes. It is again time for me to give you a good talking to. Yes, yes, yes. I started listening to these tapes. I started listening and my heart soared. I said, my goodness, I do make sense. I am making sense. Why? Because I am full of love. A lot of people say, well, don't sound like it sometimes. Sounds like you're a raving lunatic. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're mixing things up. You're talking about Watergate. You're talking about this and that. You're talking to it with music. You just, what is it? What is the point of the Mission Possible show? I told you all in the beginning, I am here to set the record straight. Oh, yes. Had we paid attention and not put a Band-Aid on that there cancer back in a long time ago when it first started, had we really considered the fact that our parties could have joined together for their own survival, and that they all are like, no, 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 don't talk about that. Oh, no, 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 he don't work for us no more. Everybody done heard already. Mr. Carl Rose, now, you know, I've been on him ever since I started my radio show, and I've been on him ever since that boy genius showed up. And let me tell you something, folks. He actually believes that he's going to just leave the office and go back to Texas as if nothing ever happened, like he didn't have nothing to do with nothing. You see, the president just had himself a nice speech, and he done come up with another word that everybody seems to want to gloss over, but I think we're going to spend just a little bit of time on this word. It's called actionable intelligence. You see, all that is getting ready to happen in Afghanistan and Pakistan is all going to be based upon intelligence, whether it be counterintelligence sources say, or the CIA says, or the DIA says, or whatever agency is saying it. It's all being said with the approval of the President of the United States, or it could not be, you see, because power is bilateral by nature. Now, Rumsfeld done walked. They done let Libby... They liberated Libby, sent him away. Now, doesn't this seem to be a lot like, and doesn't it seem to feel like Watergate? Doesn't it feel like Iran? Doesn't it feel like Iran-Contragate? Why is it that everybody just seems to want to just gloss over it when you know if you were to ask good questions, even if you were to ask the question as to why, people are not asking good questions. We got a lot of people out here that say they are conspiracy experts. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's a lot of people out here you don't need to listen to because they're just looking at one little piece of the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth means is that we all must surrender. There's only one song to sing. It's called I Give Up. I surrender unconditionally to the world. I get on my knees and I beg the world's forgiveness for allowing this madness, for allowing the contaminators of all time to occupy the White House. You see, if it wasn't for the fact that my family has survived Truman, who also thought that he had the power of the office to make the decisions that would be affecting the rest of the world, we know. If one reads the prints, you have to read, folks. You have to read. You have to care. You have to look at what they're following. If you read the prints, there's a whole chapter on how you can't be the head of a state. You can't be the head of a nation unless you're willing to sacrifice the citizens within those borders. If you're not willing to sacrifice those citizens, then you can't be the leader of this here country, and that's the bottom line. Let's see, folks. This time, when they asked me to bleed for all these people that are dying over there, I'm going to say, no, 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 I'm not going to bleed for these. You see, because these ran over there, they ran over there for a reason. They ran over there because they believed the hate. They believed the hate that was spread. They believed the lies. And when it all comes down, And those lies are told again, and we don't believe them this time because we're a lot smarter. You see that grief of those buildings going up, that's what they wanted. They wanted to shock us. And they also wanted to send out a message, because that's how we send out messages. We create earthquakes, we blow up buildings, we tell our Navy and Army to stand down. We demonstrate who we are working for, who we believe in. And I can only tell you that as the boss, RJ, and also as Reverend Roxy, I know ain't nobody serving God out there. Not with the government. Oh, no, no, no. So careful, America, because this is it. This is the last chance to cut the you-know-what, and it does ride. I'm trying to keep a clean show because, you see, one day I will get to speak. And it may not be as pretty as everybody wants it to be, but I'll tell you, it will be full of love, love of God. But God will put the words in my mouth to explain what we've come down to. And you tell me how you're going to explain it to your children. I'm kind of wound up. I had a good friend. I said, hey, I've kind of relegated him because I have to sometimes put people in their places so that I'm able to discriminate between those who are on the crooked path and those who are on the even path, you see. It's real important that we understand that there's two paths here that people are walking, and you can't straddle them anymore. They're becoming wider and wider and clearer as we go. That's why it's so important that you follow the inside hour as you follow the Mission Possible hour, because each way I tell you, it's all going to come down to math, and you're going to have to get the facts, and then you're going to have to figure. If you haven't got the right axiom, if you haven't got the right equation, you won't be able to get to the answer. And if you can't get to the answer, you ain't never going to get to the proof, America. Oh, yeah, world. As I talk to America, I talk to you, too. You all want to survive. You all having and begatting your children. You all are promising them some kind of future. As they look inward, how healthy, how sustainable really is this? As we begin to see, you see, I survived another earthquake. It's just a gentle reminder, folks. Oh, yeah, and then there was the hurricane that was supposed to come. And I told my friends, I said, I've come too far and I've done too good to be wiped out by category anything, categorically, I say. Oh, yes. As the sun goes down here in Hawaii, I know that I speak the truth, and as the light shines in my eyes, I am speaking to you, America. Where are the superheroes? Where are those that are going to take the stand? I'm looking for a few good men and women who are ready, because in order to enjoy this life, you've got to give it up. You've got to give it up to the Creator. You've got to cease desiring to hold on, you see. Then you dare to have the courage to come forward and say what you know to be the truth about this world. You see, there is nobody today that wants to stand up, America, that wants to truly stand up, that can stand up. Doing it. I expect to be visited. I hope that they do, for then I know I'm on the right path. You see, can't play safe, cannot play safe when you are righteous. You can't be cautious. You must just do the will of the one. And that was set down a long time ago. You see, now we're going over to the garden. We're going to get there before the big God gets there. See? And we're going to wipe out an entire race of people so that we can Christianize the world, so that we can bring them a new brand of unity based upon greed. Oh, America, there isn't anything that we can teach anybody, but we have not even taken care of our own within inside our borders. And when the truth be told, as you all forget, there are those who do remember. And those who do remember are the ones who are making the way. They are the ones who are praying for a better day. They are the ones, you see. And when you take the truth and you multiply it one by one by one, you then see it blossom like a lotus flower. which is found in the murkiest, swampiest, nastiest places. It blooms and seeds at the same time, reminding us that a stagnant pond for one moment can be a beautiful thing. And at that one moment, as we take in this reality, hopefully we will remember it. We will have it burned in our mind so that no one can shake the indestructible love that is about to envelop the entire world as we grieve one more time for our brothers and sisters who think they are beyond God, that they can define God's laws, that they can manipulate nature, that they can drive us over to death without anyone knowing, you see. AIDS, I'm telling you, is just another form of aplastic anemia. You see, as the sun goes down, it truly will rise again, and if it doesn't, then that'll be news, folks. You see, we have to caution ourselves against thoughtless news. At least the boss RJ does. As you listen to BBSRadio.com, as you listen to Mission Possible in the Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, we are going to tell you one more time, it's inside of you to right the wrong that has been done in the Middle East. There is no way we are ever going to come to peace until we answer Osama bin Laden's question, who benefited from the partitioning of Palestine? At the very time on April 25th, 1945, when the United Nations was opening its council, the President of the United States was contemplating war against our biosphere and against the people of the world. Oh, he was focused and myopic on one thing, to win the war. But in winning the war, we signed our death certificate. We only have to wait for the coroner to do the autopsy. Oh, yes, someone is guilty of biocide, genocide. These are new words. These are words that are only contemplated by those who do destruction. These are the people who could never put two and two together. They would always come up with the wrong number. These people are not at all what we know to be human. And you can see it, folks, for they are controlling, synthetically manipulating, genetically altering. They are doing everything but creating the love and replicating that which God has put before us. Our DNA is being restructured and destructed. How? Why? So that we move no further. Someone comes to take our place and control us. Mind control. Why? Because they want our space, folks. This is the whole idea here. They want more space. How greedy could you be? Depopulate the world. Poison everything. The blood. That's why Dr. Len says protect your blood, folks. He's been trying to tell you. These people want us gone. I know it seems a little hard to believe, but cancer's on the rise. All the childhood leukemias are on the rise, and nobody wants to look at it. They'd rather look at American Idol. They'd rather look at some kind of baseball game or NFL football game, or watch people jump 100 feet in the sky, or reason why the shuttle should come down without its heat shields, why it creates plasma. Why not have an explosion of 100 stars up there in the atmosphere? Should shake up things down here. At least it'll take their mind off of everything that we're doing. Oh, yeah, Karl Rove is leaving. That ought to be an indication for you. The brains is leaving the White House. What does that leave if all of the brains are leaving and going back to Texas? It means they're abandoning ship, which means that we're going to see more people talking some silly stuff about actionable intelligence. You type it into the search engines. I already have. Oh, yes, I have. And let me tell you something. Like George Tenet said, the CIA guy that said, slam dunk, it's a slam dunk. Yeah, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. There were no weapons of mass destruction. You see, again, once again, and they'll tell you it was necessary for us to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Why was it necessary for us to get rid of Saddam Hussein? Because Saddam Hussein knew all about the Bushes. He'd been working in them Bushes. He'd been working for them Bushes. He was put in. See, you really got to understand, folks, until you all went, this ain't no conspiracy. This is history. There was an Iran-Contra. Yeah, Barry Seal did have George Bush's name and number in the trunk of his car. Sure, he was shot up and silenced, but they make it seem like it was just the mafia down there in South America, that there was nothing else going on. But those prosecutors and the FBI and the CIA and all those people that are working, they're working for the Bushes, you see, to make sure that we never know how dirty they really are. This we're talking about. Now, if you play my shows back, you'll hear it. Mission Possible is not pulling any punches. And if I am guilty of libel, then let it be so that I sit the rest of my life in jail and may you all laugh at me until the eternity comes. But I'm willing to take that risk for what I know, and what I know, what my father knew, and he was Texas, and we know because we're of the great society, and we know because we were there at the negotiations, and we know exactly why they stopped caring, and we know exactly why. Because fascists don't give a fig about freedom, and fascists don't give a fig about morality, and fascists don't give a fig about evenness or fairness or equality or any of those other wonderful words, folks. They don't. Fascists are fascists, you see. And we now have a fascist government. You have to then study, what does it mean to be fascist? Well, for most of you out there, you're doing a good job, you see, because part of that is that in a fascist country, the country doesn't experience the war itself. What it experiences is the terror of the possibility of war coming to its shores. But most of it is that we carpet bomb and that we set other people up to create turmoil within countries, and then we sit back and then we come down on those people. We've been playing these games. There isn't anything that has been done, even as we come into the anniversary of the Korean airline. You all want to remember. I hit it. I'm here. Let's go. Y'all want to remember? You want to remember? I'll remind you, folks. I will remind you. Now, I don't know. Did I hear a beat set? Did I have anybody on the line?
Happy Oasis.
Happy. I thought I heard that beat, but boy, I had to finish before I could retreat. I'm trying to explain to everybody how they must turn the telescope back on history and look at it carefully so that we don't repeat ourselves, so that we can cut the evil off at the path. That's what I was doing. Was you listening to me while I was talking?
Yes, just jump into that Petri dish and expand our perception.
Why, thank you. It's good to hear your voice. I'm so happy that I don't have to call you anymore. You know to call in. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the voice of Happy Oasis, and you know what time it is. It's Take 5 for Raw. Will you please bring me and the listeners up on what's going on there with your beautiful baby?
Well, thank you, Roxy. There is so much excitement in the air. It just keeps getting higher and higher as we fly. Just 7 weeks to go for the Raw Spirit Festival. And people are calling us now. It's unbelievable. People like David Wolf, Avocado, of Sun Food Nutrition, his people just called my people to invite me to speak at the best weekend ever. TheBestWeekendEver.com, coming up in Los Angeles with him and Peter Ragner and Brigitte Mars and several other super powerful superfood heroes are going to be convening at the Philosophical Society in Los Angeles. So it's really exciting that the Raw Spirit Festival is joining blissful forces with Sun Food Nutrition in this event, because, of course, he's going to be one of our main speakers, because he is probably the funniest raw food speaker on the planet consistently. And so he's going to be entertaining us with 5 hours of his newest, weirdest, out there, most outrageous, happening, inspiring information. That's one part of our festival. Another is that Grammy Award winner, three-time nominee, Darlene Coldenhoven. Now, you might not have heard of her, but she has millions, I mean millions of fans all over the planet. And she was considered the New Age Artist of the Year. And her music is glorious. And so she's going to be joining us probably on Sunday. Kathy Zavada, who is one of my all-time favorite musicians, just happened to be giving a retreat, beautiful beyond compare, in gorgeous Mount Shasta three weekends ago when I was up there. And I didn't even know she was there. And we hooked up, and we hit it off again. And she said, I'm going to be there. I have to be there. And so she is like celestial. She is like out of this world. And so she's going to be playing her gorgeous music. It's KathyZavada.com. Now, you've probably heard of the Sprout Man. He is someone, I called him last year. He never called me back. He has this incredible speaker's fee. This year, he just called up last week, and he said, can I come and speak at your festival? And I was like, Steve Meyerowitz? You got to be kidding. Of course you could come. And so he's coming. He's just coming as a donor sponsor, which is really beautiful. And so he's going to be inspiring us. He has really out there, outstanding information. This weekend, Sherry Soria of the Culinary Living Light Institute is going to be offering the Raw Food Expo in Fort Bragg, California, for anybody who's in that area. I'm going to be on the women's and men's speakers panel one day and a main speaker the next day on the future of the raw food and raw spiritual movement. So if you have a chance to go to that, she is going to be heading up our food demonstration area with her outstanding chefly skills, because she is the founder of the first and foremost Culinary Arts Institute, where anybody who's anybody in the raw food movement graduates from. So those are just a few. It looks like we have some electric bicycles now joining us. Our sacred exercise area is really taking form, because this is like the most sacred, if you're into sacred times and really purifying our spiritual essence with beautiful meditations and peaceful yoga and Tai Chi and Qigong and breath work, beautiful chanting from Native America all the way to the Orient, a time to really be gentle with ourselves. That's another aspect of the festival that's really deeply important. In fact, it's the essence of the whole event. So that will be one area that is ongoing for us to express and to just receive our gentle spiritual nature. And that area is right next to our healing booths, where there's a variety of healing facilitators. So that's what I'm going to talk about now, because I could talk about the indoor and outdoor stages and the children's programs and the interactive workshops, and the list goes on and on. 250 vendors' booths are now sold out, but if you are a vendor, you're always welcome. Just share a booth with someone. Just contact a vendor, because where there's room in the heart, there's room for everyone, anytime, and we welcome you, and Reverend Roxy is going to be there, so you don't want to miss that.
And Dr. Lynn, he's going to be there.
RawSpirit.com. Feel free to contact us at RawSpirit.com for further information.
So, did you launch, or did Laura launch her show, her radio show?
Did I what, pardon?
Did Laura Fox, did she launch the radio show?
She launched the radio show, and it was really incredible. In Sedona, Dan Steele became a raw foodist, and he runs the Sedona radio show company. And so they started the Raw Spirit Show last Tuesday, and none other than Marcus Rothkrantz, the movie star and the superhero who creates the most incredibly professional and creative films I think I've ever witnessed, was her first guest. So it was rather phenomenal, to say the least. And it's going to be every Tuesday evening.
And I understand now we're coming up on the deadline for tell everybody about getting that savings there.
Oh, yes. So the ticket price will go up on the first day of September. How much it will go up is under debate. But if you'd like to get the incredible saving ticket price for just $295, this week and next week are the times to do it and to buy them for your friends and tell their your friends to go out and purchase their tickets for the Raw Spirit Festival.
So now, if people go to your .com, will they start to see descriptions of what each of the presenters and who is going to be doing what there?
Yes, our webmasters are phenomenal, and they have created it so that there are 120 presenters, from world-class musicians to keynote speakers and all the way along. And every time you click on a photo, that bio comes up and that website comes up. So it's like a world within a world within a world.
Sounds fantastic. Really does. So is there anything else, Happy, that you want to share with the people right now?
There is everything else. So for now, I would just say that the whole bottom line of this festival is that it's really about love vibing. So it's really about sharing our joy, our bliss, in community, as close to nature as possible, breathing together, being as conversationally intimate and enthusiastically encouraging as we can, because that's what's really healing the planet. And thank you for your radio show being all about that, about being about the mystery and really pondering and wondering and bringing it all in as deeply as we can.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that Mission Possible, actually, we're going to be doing a live show from Raw Spirit Fest on Sunday.
And, beautiful.
Hopefully we'll have some guests there and try and say hello to a lot of people that are attending there, and they get to say why they were there, and we might get a good summary show out of it.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be like the most adventurous, pleasant, brilliant, mind-blasting, dynamic program I've ever seen. I mean, 120-plus presenters from all over the world who are just of the highest vibration.
I mean, you're going to have to be some kind of genius for scheduling and everything, because I sometimes am hesitant to go to places where you have so many powerful people, because you just can't make up your mind as to who you want to hear speak, or will some of these people be presenting two or three times? Or maybe?
Oh, yes, they will. And the idea is this, is that it's all about embracing and encouraging diversity, because some people will come because they're chefs, and
right.
That's all they want to do. They are really interested in knowing as much as they can from the top chefs in the world, and they will spend the entire 3 days in the chef demo room taking notes, learning, and it will be like a crash course, the best in the world. And then some people just would like to get in touch with their heart, and they really like to heal or to take it to the next level, would just be at that sacred area. Some people just want to dance and do music. Now, most of us are about everything. And some people will have their kids there. And those kids will want to be entertained and will wish to, you know, find out about raw food from a children's movement and the raw spirit from a children's perspective. And then some people will just want to interact. They're lonely. They live way out in the boondocks or in the city, and they don't know, they're new to raw food, so they want to make friends. We have sharing circle, ongoing, and interactive workshop. Mm. So it's just such a beautiful opportunity for everybody to follow their bliss. And when there's music playing inside, there's interactive and dynamic lectures outside. And when there's lectures inside that are happening, there's music, you know, outside. It's like vice versa. So that there's something for everyone. So you're not going to miss anything. You're just going to experience everything that you would love to experience at the right moment, at the right time, perfectly.
All right. Well, that's our 5 minutes for the Take Five for Raw. I want to hear from you. I'm going to get a confirmation, but I'm hoping that maybe we'll be talking to Avocado next week.
All right.
Yes?
Yeah.
Down for that?
Let's make it happen. Avocado, David Wolf.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get him on next week, everybody. We're going to have a whole hour of avocado if we can schedule it.
Sounds like guacamole extraordinaire.
Happy you have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon.
We love you. Bliss forth. Thank you, Reverend Roxy.
God bless you. All right, everybody. Yeah. You see, I come in and out of the spirit. Tonight I was trying to say to myself, you know, we're coming into September. We're coming into the remembrance of 9/11. And I was saying to myself, my goodness. I said, what could I tell people? You know, I know about September 1st. You know, I know about September 1st. I mean, I can study history, and I know 1939, the Germans invaded Hungary and Austria or Poland, and the war started on September 1st. I can tell you about September 1st from history, and I could tell you about 9/11, too, you see. And what I want to tell everybody you should be doing is you should be, if you have a computer, you should be reading the summary of the 9/11. Would like for everybody to really understand so that they understand how it was explained so that you can then see that now we are asked to defy science. We're asked to defy chemistry, physiology. We're asked to just deny everything we know to be true about science and believe the summary of 9/11, that this here jet fuel caused the building to come down, that it caused the explosion that had these two towers reduced to dust, you see. This is something that, as the Mission Possible listener, you know it must be impossible to believe, but out there in the universe, there are actually people, and one of them I told you was close to me. We had it out. I was like, please don't tell me that you believe the plane flew into the building and exploded and then brought the whole building down. Please do not tell me that. He said, yes, I do believe that it can happen. And I said, how do you know that to be happening? And he said, because I've seen a plane crash. I've seen a plane crash. And I said, and nothing was left. And he said, nothing was left. I said, I have never seen a plane crash, whether it be in pictures or whether it be after the news or anything, where I didn't see smoldering rubble and I didn't see it strewn over miles. Sometimes planes explode in sky or hit buildings or fly or come apart, and they're strewn all over baggage. There was nothing. So then I said, well, can you explain the other building coming? No. I don't have to. And I said, oh, this is kind of like the way it was back when our soldiers were told to not hate Germans when they opened up all those concentration camps, told them that they wouldn't tolerate us hating Germans, that we better get over it because we're going to have to be friends with these people. And as they were opening up the concentration camps and like Buchenwald and Auschwitz and all the rest of them and liberating all of these people out of these camps, I'm sure it was hard for our American GIs to accept that military policy, but they did a good job. So they turned all that hate. And you see how they turn all that hate? They turn all that hate onto the allies that fought with us in that war against the Germans, and I'm talking about the Russians. Now, why and how that happened, and why and how it all is, happens comes down to the fact that most of you don't really understand that Germany already had the atomic bomb and that we got the bomb from Germany and then we finished packaged it and then we dropped it on Japan. You see, we didn't have to build the bomb. All we had to do was assemble it. It was already put together. Oppenheimer and all the rest of them were just there to make sure that the critical pieces of plutonium and stuff were ready, and that had to do with the Hanford plant up there in Washington and making sure they had enough of the material to make the bomb work. It's important that we understand what America is. America is a salesman, the Jack of Diamonds. I know some of you read and some of you follow Robert Camp, and he can explain that to you about why it is that the Jack of Diamonds, one of the slickest cards in the deck, is what America is, 4th of July, born on the 4th of July. These are important details, folks, you see, because even with our President Truman, you know, they had to tell him, Stimson had to tell him about this bomb. Now, everybody knew this was a terrible thing, this bomb, but still, they had to do it. That's what's so incredible about America. America can kill. America can witness the killing and be okay with it, you see. And I think it's time for us to stop being okay with it, you see. Our president, he is behaving quite strangely lately. Our chief of Homeland Security is looking a little skinny these days. You see, we know that there are dirty tricks out there. We know that there are politicians who are biting their nails right now, hoping that what they have been participating in will never be found out. And in the future, come fall and winter, we're going to see some strange behavior from our Congress. And they're going to distance themselves from their constituency, and they are going to do as they're told, because not only are they being mind-controlled, but most of them are being blackmailed. You see, all back, some of these old critters that are sitting in Congress are still holdovers that were involved in check scandals and post office scandals and inside trader scandals and every other kind of scandal. We know that they know what happened and who brings all the drugs into this country. And we know that Hillary Clinton works for the mob. We know these things. This is the only way to explain how this woman could end up in New York, you see. These are important people, but they're only important as long as they are alive to tell the truth and to explain what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing. You see, America is still a colony of Great Britain, of England. We still belong to the Queen, and she still comes over here to check on her property. We just had a checkup from the Queen. We had the President, and now we have Brown stepping down, you know. We have Blair coming up. We have Blair stepping down and Brown coming round. These are names of old families, folks. These are sons and daughters of bankers. That makes them bankers, daughters of bankers, you see, sons of bankers. These are people who know they have stole all our money and now we're all working for crumbs. Well, the boss don't like that, so we got to change it around a little bit. We got to step it up a little bit, folks, because, you know, one day you're going to go to the ATM and there ain't going to be no money. And one day you're going to turn on the television, there won't be no CNN. Thank goodness for that. But someone's going to be telling you why it is that you won't be able to do business, why you won't be able to go anywhere. Right now, they're buying up America. They're buying it up and they ain't telling us. And those of you who have credit, you better hurry up. Sell your house. If you took out mortgages, you better find somebody to help you. You better bring in another tenant. You better try and find somebody, a student that's got some loans and some phony money or whatever to make ends meet. This is the way it's going to look, folks. It's going to start looking like 1933 around here soon, like the grapes of wrath, as we all. And on top of that, they've made us sick. So not only will we starve to death, but we also going to be sick. So why do I bother? Because I have to tell you these things because I've been saying these things all along for a long time. Maybe that's why I'm not so popular. But as I know, God is going to tell us all just how to go. And that's the way it's going to be. And most of us are going to be wondering, but not me. And I'm hoping that all my Mission Possible listeners, all one of you, will be out there knowing that I said it first. Yes. This mess is going to get worse before it can get better, and the only way it can get better is if we as America repent. We as America get on our knees and apologize to the world for being so selfish. Oh, I keep coming back to it, folks, because it's all that's left to do. You see, we've used up all the resources. We've killed people so that we can continue to have this good life. Watching 60 Minutes, you know what I'm saying, on television. We got bumps and lumps and all kinds of things coming up. We have all kinds of people coming down with cancers and leukemia, and they're not feeling good. What did we do it all for? What did we do it all for? This is the question. Oh, yeah. Well, it may bother you that I have to say these things, but it's only because it's difficult when you know that you've been trying to tell people, this ain't the way to go, folks. You got to care. You got to share. You got to give instead of being selfish. You got to give. Well, it's too late now. There's not much you can give. There's not much you can say either. This is critical mass here we're coming up against. And as a Mission Possible listener, you know it ain't over yet. You see what I'm saying? And you got to be brave. You got to have courage. You got to understand it ain't over. That's what's so nice about it, because God wants us to repent. God wants us to change our ways. It's not enough to say, I'm sorry. We got to stop. And to stop means we got to suffer. There's no way we are able to break loose. You see, we should have suffered a long time ago. We should have done it for our children. We should have done it for the future generations. We should have put a break on all this insane playing. We should have stopped. War is so costly, folks. Can I remind you just how much arguing and fighting can cost us? How much of this cowboy diplomacy has created such... We're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars, millions of dollars per minute. And it doesn't seem to bother anybody. Everybody's preparing for Labor Day. And they're preparing, too. Because there's something coming. And every time they start talking about those suitcase bombs, and every time they start talking about anthrax or the possibility of biological weapon warfare upon this country, I say, oh, you just letting us know. It's kind of like Operation Northwoods. These are all your dirty tricks, and you're telling us. You have to tell everybody, get ready. Something's coming. And the only way you know something's coming is because you don't put the spin on it. So, here we go, folks. I'm coming down to the latter part of my show, and I said to myself, my goodness, could I explain it anymore about the collapse, all the collapsing that's going on? Can I explain it anymore? That this war was a sham war? Can I explain it anymore that it was no more necessary for us to drop the bomb on Japan? That Japan, we had firebombed them into the BC, and the only reason we dropped that bomb on those people is because we wanted to see if it would work, if the destruction would be as large as they said it would be, as they thought it would be, as they thought was. On July 16th, 1945. You know, they bombed Japan so bad that when the bombers were leaving, they could smell the flesh in the smoke. So what was the need for an atomic weapon? And what was the need for all those tests after Japan? Oh, they realized poison the biosphere. Poison it. Why would they want to poison? These men are, no, they're going to get old and they're going to die. And you see, they don't want any of us to live. They never wanted us to live. That's why they want to see us die. If that don't make sense to you, then stop going to all those movies that you see with Denzel Washington and all these mafioso movies and all of these science fiction movies and all of these movies where people are trying to warn you, because you don't need to be warned anymore. There's nothing to do except to accept the fate that has been given us, that we are all toast. Now, it comes down to the attitude at which you accept this fact. Now, a lot of people out there say, well, I'm not going down that easy. I can't believe that we let them in and we can still do something. Well, that's true. That's what unity is all about. That's what faith is all about. That's what courage is all about. And I'm for all of those things, folks. So stand by me, stand with me. I play these tapes back for other people. I, as a true teacher, hear humanity on how it is to die with dignity from insane playing and man's folly. I can only tell you, witness how I take my last breath. That's all I can say. You fear, like Roosevelt said, ain't nothing to fear but fear itself. That's true. It is true. Extraordinaire. It takes a lot of guts to say the things that I am saying. It takes a lot of timing to say the things I am saying. That's why I love BBSRadio.com, because here is a place where you can say what needs to be said. And you can be held accountable for what you say. That's why I take chapter and verse. I don't speak unless I know I can back it up with the printed word. And then you say, well, what is it that you'll read? I says, I'm reading a biography. I'm reading autobiographies of the men who made the decision. So call them liars. Don't call me a liar. I got Truman in front of me. I got Reagan in front of me. I got Theodore Roosevelt in front of me. I've got the rise and fall of the Third Reich in front of me. I got books of books and books that tell me it is possible that they have scheduled us all for execution, that it is possible that men and women could entertain genocide, that they could decide that some people who possess the breath of life are supposed to take their last breath, that they are not to breathe any longer. And I say, how you feel about that, folks? Me, I particularly don't like it. So therefore, I have to warn you, just like Paul Revere, one is by land and two is by sea, and I on the opposite shore shall be ready to ride and spread the alarm. Yes, that's what we have to do. The alarm, you see, I'd rather know. You know, we had a couple of earthquakes over here, you know, and I was like, we had a couple of aftershocks and whatnot, but again, my faith's too big to make me be scared. My faith's too big. And I'll tell you, I was right. No hurricane came. The house is still standing. Everybody's still gone. But you can't find no toilet paper. We're still waiting for the ship to bring the toilet paper because everybody bought it all up. That's funny. You know, be surprised what people will do in the time of emergency, what they will shop. People were still shopping even as it wasn't materializing. People were still stocking up with food. So it was incredible, and it gave me a glimpse of how we all behave in crisis, and also that our hurricane service here couldn't call it if they wanted to. And if we are going to be accurate, the way I see it is everybody's like, well, it's better to be on the cautious side. And I'm saying, no, what's important is that you call it. You know, it could have been the other way around where you said, well, let's continue. It's way offshore. Let's take today, send the kids to school. I do not believe, and I can tell by the way this is moving, that it's not coming to our shore. But see, that Katrina thing got everybody all scared. And so they're scared on the short side, which then cost us money here in Hawaii because the ships had to stay out at sea. No one came into port in Hilo or Kona. And we had our schools closed for 2 days, and there was no hurricane, and our kids lost out. Our kids lost out, our future generation. So, you see, what I'm saying to you is that that's why my father, he always had everybody repeat after him, we the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long, with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Plain and simple. I think that's the way it is, folks. We're going to have to do the impossible with nothing. And a spontaneous mass motion of approval for no more war. Sick to death of war. I know you all out there are. It is not to be won. The only way we could win it is to do what Truman did, which is to then bomb the people. Yes, kill them all. And see, I don't know, America, are you ready to do that to Iraq and Afghanistan and all over there? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm not ready to kill anybody. Are you ready, America? Do you justify killing America? Do you see a reason? Where's the enemy, America? The enemy is us. I told you that once before. The enemy is us. We are the enemy of the world. The world hates us. And we've got to repent. We've got to say we are sorry for being so selfish, so greedy. Do you understand what I'm saying, America? Before you can have forgiveness, before you can ask the world to forgive you for all your insane claims, we have got to have repentance. That means we've got to do everything we can to help these people in these places. And we've got to send the word out, and we've got to do it in our songs, and we've got to do it every time you have an opportunity to stand before the world, to beg the world's forgiveness, to shed tears for all those people that we have killed in many variety of ways. There's no weakness in that, America. We must repent. Oh, yes. Oh, I am so happy I have a radio show in which to say these things. For I know that the Creator is listening. These are hard lessons to learn. But we are going to learn them, America. For we have a hereafter to live. That's right. We have a hereafter to go after. And that's important, folks. So, you know, I'm the boss, and this was Mission Possible. And it will be. And we will continue to broadcast and to share and to touch and to reach and hopefully to change the course and frequency of her story, his story, the time and the memories to come, the rain, everything, folks. It's all determined by your being in tune with the infinite and that you love unconditionally and that you love and you learn to respect God. And in doing so, you can be like the lotus blossom who rises up out of those stagnant ponds and blooms in seeds. You've been listening to the Mission Possible Radio Hour. I'm your host, Boss RJ. Don't hesitate to listen to Insight Hour on Tuesday, 6 o'clock Big Island Time, 9 o'clock Pacific Time, 12 midnight with Dr. Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. Don't hesitate to tune in. Don't hesitate to subscribe to BBS and listen to these archives. I listen to them. My friends listen to them. The world will soon be listening to them as fast as I can send them out. So, folks, I got 2 minutes left, and I'm just going to leave you with a little bit of Scott Huckabee. That's right. 528 hertz. So great was this day, and I hope you all kept safe and dreadful for others on that day, Monday day. So I hope that all of you out there will deal with the truth, and I hope that all of you out there will get your actual proof of how great the love and mercy of God can be, and how God is going to take care of you and me. Mission Possible. It's BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, then you're listening to it right here. Live.